Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Okay. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is time for some action because it's Thursday, right? It is Thursday. Yes. And it's time for Coffee with Kane. And who's here?
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
Or should I just call you a Joey?
How you doing?
All right. That's enough of
that. All right.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you didn't bring me any coffee today.
You're welcome.
Fired. I have water. It's fine. This is fine.
How can we have coffee with Kane and Kane if we don't have coffee?
I don't know. You didn't bring me any coffee, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. I'll bring you some afterwards.
Oh. You'll bring me coffee after Coffee with Kane and Kane?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know, so you could still think about
it now.
Don't
you have stuff to do?
I do.
Okay. If you're just tuning in and you have no idea what's happening on Morning Go, it's Thursday, and we do Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Today is Mr. Kane. It's not always Mr. Kane. Sometimes it's Cater. Sometimes it's... The boy, Mr. Ow, I just hit my microphone. Mr. Good Earth Tech Services. Sometimes it's whoever is available. Sometimes it's Jared Pettis. He's doing some training today with the Cardinals stuff.
That's fun.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I get so excited about stuff he does. Connor Harbit is filling in for sports today. So shout out to Connor.
Cool.
Woo, woo. Whoop.
Hola.
I think Connor's going to be at Blues, Brews, and Barbecue this weekend.
Is that Is that this weekend?
Yes, it is this weekend.
That's awesome. I love that.
I know.
Very cool.
Some
great
really,
music.
They have great music.
Yeah, good food.
And downtown Farmington, it's kind of cool. They close off the streets and
it's set
fun.
Tables out and stuff.
It is cool. Definitely a grown-up event.
Yes.
It's not a kids event. I mean, some people bring their kids, but I would not say that it's all that fun for kids because it's not like there's carnival rides.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah. Anyway, so Mr. Kane, we haven't played Plinko Plus yet, by the way. I know.
Holy cow.
It's, I said it's up to $80 earlier. Wrong.
It's wrong.
It's not. Because I had a winner yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say someone won, so you're at $20.
Yeah, it's at $20. Stanley Dunlap of Park Hills won yesterday.
Congratulations, Stanley.
Very nice.
You are the proud winner of
$60. He won $60.
Oh, $60.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I know. He's a good listener. He's a loyal listener.
Plinko today, though.
$20. Haven't played yet.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get around to it.
Okay.
Something I wanted to talk to you about, because it seems like there's a segment of science and technology that's obsessed with solving problems that no one asked to be solved.
Hmm.
It's probably men.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. At the same time, some of these are common frustrations that should have been figured out by now.
All right.
I saw this on BuzzFeed, so of course you know I had to share it.
Sure.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Is there a common everyday frustration that makes you want to, as I like to say, punch a baby?
Oh my gosh.
I would never do that.
Traffic.
Oh, traffic?
Yeah. Traffic bums me out.
Well, there's not that much traffic
around here.
I know,
it's not that much.
Here.
It's just like when people don't drive.
Oh, they drive
smartly.
Stupid? Yeah.
Smartly. Yeah.
Okay, you said that in a nice way.
But other things, I don't know. Things. What is the question again?
What is a daily inconvenience that you still can't believe has not been solved? Itchiness.
Itchiness?
I keep smashing into my microphone because I have an itch on my arm, and it's very unpleasant, and most medications are ineffective. Lotion is ineffective. It's especially problematic in chronic cases where it can keep you up at night. Remember, I recently had an outbreak of chiggers on my leg.
I remember that.
And it would wake me up in the middle of the night.
They have come up with a solution, though, to that itchiness. It's called lotion.
It doesn't always work.
Oh, maybe you need different lotion.
Maybe you need to shut up.
Okay. All right, then.
No, there are certain parts of itchiness that just are unsolvable.
People have not solved yet.
Toilets should be self-cleaning.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
I mean, there's got to be a better way. Because, hello, boys and grown people. I just pulled some lint out of my pocket.
Hey, maybe a better way to shave. Shaving's kind of a pain.
Oh. Okay,
that's not really something
does
you would
electric,
make
do you not like electric razors? I mean, I know this about you, but I mean.
It doesn't cut it. Get
oh,
it?
You do have get very it? Thick facial hair.
It doesn't cut it?
Is that what? I got it. Is it because your facial hair is so
yes.
thick?
Yes. Oh. It just doesn't work very
does
well.
Does it pull?
Yes.
Oh, ouch. Okay. Yeah, your facial hair is like straw.
I'm very bearded.
You have a goatee. I'm going to tell you one, and I think that you understand why. Mammograms.
Oh, yeah.
It is like a medieval torture device that you would see at the St. Louis Renaissance Fair.
But
because so, it hurts so bad.
But you got to do it, right?
Yes, but on the side where I had the lumpectomy, and if you don't know me, I had a lumpectomy. I had breast cancer 19 years ago. And the side where they have to, like, you know,
yeah,
smash and grab,
yeah,
it hurts so much.
I wonder if it's like turn your head and cough.
Only if they do a smash and grab
no,
when
not
they
really
do
a
that.
Smash and grab.
Okay,
no, I can't really empathize because I just don't know what it's like.
It hurts.
Sorry.
It the other side doesn't hurt as much, but it still hurts.
Thank goodness
it feels
you don't
like,
have to do that every day.
No, once a year, but I still have to have an ultrasound, and I feel like they should just do ultrasounds for some people.
Okay.
There are other machines that exist that could accomplish the same thing as a mammogram, but they're more expensive processes, and they are not always covered by your insurance.
I got it.
So. I have to have both because in the original mammogram, if you will remember, the tumor did not show up.
I remember.
And so I had to have an ultrasound, and that's when they could totally see it. And it was an angry little lump. So anyway, okay, that feels like mammograms feel like an inconvenience. They should have found a better way of looking at your possible cancer. And it's not just women. Men have breast tissue as well. So
yeah, it could be.
Dust accumulation. We just had a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need an air purifier, but it's only there should be a gadget that sucks the dust particles from the air before they settle on every single surface because, I mean, I'm not even gonna run my finger across the top of this cabinet because I know there's dust on it. And some air purifiers help, but it's mostly for like one area, not your whole house.
Yeah, you'd have to get a bunch of them.
Although I will say the intake on the AC in the hallway.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It like when people say, oh, you should change your filter every month. That one does have to be changed every month.
Wow.
So, but.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
I get the boy to do it because he's around.
Yeah.
So
that's smart. Very smart.
All right. So what else? What are some other daily inconveniences you still can't believe has not been solved? Being able to successfully clean the inside of a windshield. I have that wand thing with the green.
It works.
What's that called? Microfiber?
Microfiber.
You just spray the little spray that's specifically for it, and then you just... So, yeah, that actually kind of has been solved. The hardened buildup that happens in lotion and soap pumps. Oh, my gosh. My hair conditioner this morning when I took a shower, I went to squirt it, and it hit the other wall the shower.
A little dry spot
and
on the
like,
end.
I was like, oh, that's not going on my head. So, I don't understand. It just shoots a stream. So I've learned to just cup my hand over the front of it, but I forgot today because I was in a hurry. What about you? Okay, so this may be more on your, because I don't use a printer. I rarely use a printer, but printers that can't reliably print.
Oh.
Why have they not come up with a better, not a bajillion dollars a year? Because you spend an arm and a leg on printer ink. And then your printer is junk.
We named the printer at the office yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you call it?
Ellen.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the name we gave her.
Ellen.
She's cantankerous.
She is talking about how she got kicked out of show business, so there's that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking about the comedian, not your printer.
Not the printer.
And then I saw something else that says, there has to be a better way to package flour than what? The paper bags that are recyclable? I don't know.
Is that really that big of an
irritation? They used to package them in fabric. I mean, not the little ones, but you used to buy, you know, a 50-pound bag of flour. And originally, they were in like a plain gunny sack. Or it had maybe some print on it, like words on it. And then during World War II, because people were using the fabric from flour sacks to make clothing, they started printing them with flowers on them. Mm. A flour-printed flour sack, because you could wash it and then reuse it.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
That just shows how young you are.
You are full of great information.
I know. I'm full of something.
You are.
Anyway, I don't, unless they make, you know, the smaller bags, because we don't buy 50-pound bags of flour anymore.
I'm not sure that this is really inconvenient enough that we should put it on the list.
No, I agree.
It's not a daily inconvenience for me.
No. Well, okay. Now we get to the root of that problem.
I wish they could figure out
how to... When was the last time you touched flour, sir?
Oh, one time.
Yeah,
I did one time. Mm-hmm. I have used flour
before. Okay. All right. Anyway, so you wish what?
I forgot what it was.
No, you did not.
No, I really did.
Oh.
I had a thought, and then you said something, and I forgot what it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about having to constantly sign in on various websites? Oh. I think this... should be solved.
Yeah.
Like
one single session
at your computer, even with using Google and YouTube. I know that you can save your password, but like there's got to be a better way to save your passwords where they can't get hacked.
I was thinking about, I remembered, updates,
what?
Computer updates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very inconvenient.
The little yellow dot that comes up next to, you know, restart or sleep or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, the little yellow dot. Okay, you can schedule those.
Sure.
With Microsoft. I don't know about the rest of anything else.
It's just when it comes up and it's really irritating and you have to restart. And then
when you're trying to do something.
Yes.
Okay,
you need to restart. And then lo and behold, there's an update.
Yeah.
It takes like 15 minutes.
So Dustin Kopp and Alicia, our office manager, Dustin, our news director, we were trying to have a manager's meeting on Tuesday. And his computer decided to update everything.
Yeah, right.
Right when we were getting ready to start, because we were going to do it in Microsoft Teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Teams wanted to update, and then his computer wanted to update, and it was like... And I think I waited 15 minutes to get started because of the fact that his computer, and he was the one hosting the meeting.
I wish they could fix that.
Yeah. I wish that they could fix that, too. I feel like it should be, you know, schedule the time you want your update. Because, like, my phone updates overnight.
Sure.
I don't tell it to update. It just automatically does that.
Mine asks me when I want it to do it.
I don't care. So I have an Apple. I have an iPhone.
Mine's not.
And it's pretty autonomous. My watch is autonomous. My tablet is autonomous.
It's a 25-cent word, babe. Autonomous.
I'm pretty sure that it's worth more than 25 cents. Autonomous is a good word.
It is. It is a very good word.
How did we get here?
I don't know. What else is on your list?
I think that's it. Oh, elevators need an option to press a floor button a second time to cancel it. So, like, if your kid does the Christmas tree thing, Elf, you know, and hits all the buttons, then you could push the ones that you don't want to go to. Because I have been the only person on an elevator and accidentally pushed the wrong floor and then been like, oh, no, oh, no.
Did you ever get in one that's going the wrong direction?
Yes, many times.
It's so embarrassing.
Many
times. And the door's open and you're like, yeah, I'm just riding.
That's not where I wanted to go.
Yeah, just riding around.
When I was in college, we had a, I don't know, 10 or 12 story building. and it only had like 3 elevators and a lot of classrooms. This was in San Antonio. And sometimes you had to ride the elevator up to go back down. But I will tell you that there were 2 sets of stairs in that building, and they were always, no, there were more than that, but there were 2 sets of stairs right by the elevators, and they were always like a highway, you know, like
right.
people constantly moving up and down when you're between classes. Anyway.
Sure.
So, yeah, we also had a big, huge lobby on the same floor as the library, and it had couches. And don't think I didn't put my backpack on, scooch it up, and sleep.
Oh, nice.
I did. Anyway, all right. Any other inconveniences? I think we covered all of them.
Yeah. I would have to say
the worst one is the sign-in on various websites.
Yeah.
Because I have to do that every day. I do not have to have a mammogram every day, as you said.
Bonus.
Yeah, and if you haven't had your mammogram this year, like me, go get your mammogram. Do your self-check once a month, and then go get your mammogram, because you really don't want Mr. Kane calling you.
Yeah, that's
right. And saying, nag, 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 nag.